For over 30 years, scientists have tried and failed to design a drug that tackles the cause, not the symptoms, of Alzheimer's disease. Now comes the first evidence of real success, an antibody infusion that attacks a specific protein in the brain, slowing the development of early-stage Alzheimer's by around a quarter. Professor John Hardy first developed the theory.
We said that this approach might work 30 years ago. And, you know, if you'd asked me 30 years ago how long it would take, I'd say 5 to 10 years. So for me, it seems definitely momentous. I think for patients, it's a real step forward, a real step forward. And it's going to take a couple of years to get it into the system.
It's patients like John Teeling in the early stages of the disease who stand to benefit the most. John says he felt the ground open up when he was diagnosed. He'd embrace anything that gives him more time with his wife and family.
You put it out of your mind. You know what you're going to end up like, and you know there's nothing you can do about it. But you can't worry about it because there's nothing you can do. Try and be accepting of it.
The new drug, lecanemab, inhibits the build-up in the brain of a protein called beta-amyloid, visible as so-called plaques in the brains of Alzheimer's patients. Nearly 1,800 patients around the world took part in the study, which showed a 27% slowdown in the deterioration of their cognitive skills over 18 months. But if approved, the treatment will be laborious and costly to administer through blood infusions twice a month, and will also require major investment in screening for the disease to catch it sufficiently early.
And at the moment, we do that through PET scans or through cerebral spinal fluid testing from a lumbar puncture. We need to broaden access to ways in which we can have access to those kind of tests. We also want to see new techniques that are quicker and faster and potentially cheaper, for example, blood tests.
30 million people around the world suffer with Alzheimer's, in itself just one form of dementia. Much difficult and costly work remains before treatments, let alone cures, are widely available, but this is a hugely significant first step. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, London.